Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 162. Hello, friend. Hello, interesting, talented, funny friend. That's you. That's definitely you. You are those things. And in today's episode, I want to talk about how to live that truth. And as much as it might sound like clickbait, I want to talk about how to be your most interesting self, because you are interesting. Whether you realize it or not, you are interesting, or at minimum, you have the ability to be interesting to others and to yourself. And I think that being interesting in the way that I'm going to define it is a serious power move. Being interesting, not so that people can like you or that you can seem cool or just be the life of the party or anything like that. Like, that's surface level and that's great, but it's a waste of your time and effort. I'm talking about how to be interesting, because I think this topic, this idea, is the key to showing you how much control you actually have over your life, how much you truly can influence your own happiness and passion and fulfillment, how much you can combat feelings of being bored in life or unengaged or just lost or whatever. You truly can live the life you want. And I think talking about how to be your most interesting self is a good way to illustrate this. Why being interesting, aka interested, is a serious, serious power move. Why opening your heart a little bit, why letting your guard down, why letting yourself be curious is a big time power move. So, very excited to talk about this and give my perspective in today's episode. Before I hop into it, two quick asks of you. One, I will say you all are super, super amazing. I've been asking in a couple episodes for ratings and reviews, and every time you all do it, which just means the world to me. And right now I'm like 90 reviews short of 2,000. 2,000 five-star reviews. That's just insane to me. And I do have this silly little case goal of hitting 2,000 by the end of the year. So if you are listening on Apple Podcasts right now, can you do me a favor? Quick favor. You could even do this while you're listening. It doesn't interrupt the podcast. Just go back, scroll down on the episode page until you see reviews and just hit 5 stars. And then if you can, take 30 seconds to write a 1 to 2 sentence review on why you're enjoying the podcast. Really, really means a lot. So thank you so much. And last but not least, I announced it in last episode, but be sure to check out newmindsetwhodis.com. It's linked in the description of the episode. And I'm saying this because in only a couple weeks, I'm super, super excited to be releasing the New Mindset Journal. And I want to make sure that you get your copy. I want to make sure you get it when I release it. So go over to newmindsetwhodis.com, enter your email there, and then once you've done it, you'll be alerted the moment it's available in January. And also, if you're really into the podcast, you're really excited about the journal, you could put $1 down, and that'll guarantee that you get the journal, and it'll also guarantee that you get the discount that I'm giving you, which is pretty sweet. So regardless, check out newmindsetwhodis.com, throw your email in there, and thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very, very excited about this, very passionate about it, and can't wait to get the journal into your hands and talking with you about it. So I'll hop into this episode. Those are interesting things, I suppose, but I want to talk about interesting in a broader sense here. I want to talk about what it means to be an interesting person in this episode, and I want to talk about why I think this idea can help you as a person. Again, not so you seem cool and can entertain people at happy hour or so people can be like, oh yeah, Case, yeah, super interesting dude. Like, that's great. That's cool. And that's, you know, an added bonus of being interesting, but it's so much more than that. And I want to talk about why striving to be more interesting is a big time power move. So how do you become a more interesting person? And I'll start by saying that I used to think that being an interesting person meant that you know, you were an interesting person. Like, you were just like a cool cat that you could talk to anyone, that you had amazing stories to tell. Like, you just had like just bomb fashion choice. Like, you could rock a fedora while sipping some fancy drink that I can't pronounce while talking about spelunking in Timbuktu. Like, I used to think that being an interesting person meant that you were this intrinsically, this polished, extroverted, funny, entertaining person. And while, like, sure, those things would, I guess, definitely help you be interesting, I realized that those qualities are not what makes you an interesting person. You don't need to have amazing stories to tell. You don't need to wear all kinds of fancy robes or know the door guy at every club in town. Like, what makes you interesting, I think, it's been in front of your eyes all along, and it's in the word itself. What makes you interesting is that you are interested in everything and everyone around you. You're interested. You're curious. You want to know more. You want to know more. You have this like burning desire, this hunger to know more about the world around you. And I think that is what makes someone interesting. And over time, it pays off big time. It certainly gives you more stories to tell and perspective to share. That's great. But most of all, it grows you as a person. Being interested in the world around you and knowing the people around you, that will grow you in so many more ways than if you don't ask questions, if you just stay quiet with questions and curiosity in your head. So the headline here is that to be an interesting person, you have to be interested. You have to ask more questions. And that's the power move, to ask more questions. And I'll give some context here, as I always try to do, kind of what makes me realize this, what experiences in my life led me to this. And, you know, I think I kind of came to realize this truth about being interesting a couple weeks back. Honestly, I was at a party, like a house party here in Chicago with a couple of friends. And I was with one friend in particular who's worth highlighting, Nathan. And Nathan is an absolute legend for sure. And I was kind of just observing Nathan this night and watching him and how he interacted with people as more and more people started to turn up. You know, people that I didn't know, people that Nathan didn't know either. And I was watching Nathan, and for background, he isn't the world's most interesting dude. He would say the same thing. You know, he works a casual 9-to-5. He dresses moderately, modestly. He isn't hilarious. He's funny, but he's not like hilarious funny. And he would say the same thing. There's nothing like overtly in your face interesting about the guy. But for what he lacks in your face interestingness, he makes up with this like burning hunger, this burning sense of being interested in others and the world around him. Like at this party, as other people turned up, it was so clear to me that he had this genuine, deep interest in other people. As soon as he would meet someone, he would literally just ask nonstop questions, not just to fill the time or something to do, but because he genuinely wanted to get to know these people. He wanted to know everything as much as he could about them. And as much as I like joked with him, like, damn, dude, like, what's with the 20 questions? Is this the Spanish Inquisition? Are those people on trial? That kind of thing. It was so cool to see this guy genuinely, and I really do mean genuinely, want to know more about everyone in the room. He wanted to understand their perspective on anything and everything. He wanted to know who they were, what they did, why they did it, literally anything he could ask about. And I've come to realize that that is what being interesting is all about. Because I think, in fact, Nathan's a super interesting dude. Like, he's filled his head, his heart, and soul with so much perspective and stories because he's so interested in the world around him. And he's also the kind of person where if he doesn't understand something, he has to find an answer. He would never be like, oh, well, yeah, that doesn't make much sense. Oh, well, on to the next thing. Like, he would never do that. He would need to know. He genuinely needs to know. And he's interested in people and the world around him just like that. And I think that is what makes a person an interesting person. I think the more you have this burning desire to understand the world around you, the more you allow yourself to be curious, the more then you apply the same mentality to who you are as a person. You question yourself. You question yourself in the same way that you question the world around you, the people around you. And that, I think, is how you come to have a strong sense of self. People with a strong sense of self, they're interesting. Absolutely. They're grounded. They're interesting because they are interested. Interested in finding answers. Interested in filling their heads and hearts with perspective. And that, ultimately, is how you live a filling, not boring life. by filling your head and heart with perspective. And I always look, for other examples, I always look at the legend, Anthony Bourdain. You probably know him from Parts Unknown or No Reservations, where basically he just traveled the world, eating, interacting, just exploring. And his death was obviously so tragic. But I look at him and I say, man, like that dude was interesting because he could talk to anyone. He wanted to talk to anyone, literally anyone. And what he got from that desire, those conversations, that travel, it was just amazing perspective. And that is what made him interesting. That is what made his life anything but boring, that intense curiosity. So I give those examples, Nathan, Anthony Bourdain, to illustrate that. I think if you're living your life right now and you're like, oh, you know, my life is boring. I am a boring person. Like, it always kind of irks me when people say, oh, I'm just kind of boring. Like, when people are like, I'm kind of boring, you know, I just like farmers markets, lazy Sundays, and a good Netflix show. It irks me that those people label themselves as boring because, like, newsflash, I kind of like those things too, and I don't think I'm boring. You can be, in my opinion, the most basic person in the world, but you could still be a super interesting person. You can be an interesting person by being interested in filling your heart, your head with perspective, and then taking that perspective and using it to grow yourself, to push yourself to be more inquisitive and curious about what you as a person are capable of. And people who do that, they're interesting people. There's no way around it. You become an interesting person when you allow your questions in life to just lead you, that curiosity to lead you. And that's all the message is in today's podcast. And I think the most practical way to bring this to life, so you can see what I'm talking about here, so you can feel what I'm talking about here, is to simply ask more questions. That's it, is to live your life and ask more questions. And you can start easily by asking more questions of the people around you. Quite literally, just literally asking more questions, pushing yourself to ask more questions. And that is the power move I'm describing here, that you're vulnerable enough, you're curious, and you just want to ask more questions. And they don't have to be, you know, Nobel Peace Prize worthy questions. You don't have to go around asking questions with intellectual depth. Like, just ask questions. And in fact, my friends and I do this thing, kind of inadvertently, I suppose, but we just think it's funny, but inadvertently, to push ourselves to ask more questions. Like my friend Eddie and I, like whenever we're with a large group of people and everyone is just like fiddling with their phones or kind of just standing around awkwardly waiting for someone else to say something or make the first move, Eddie will usually go, he'll go, so what do you guys like to do for fun? Like, it's just a joke question, right? But it's a question, and it's a good way to push yourself to be that person. Be that person. Be that person who is curious. Be that person who just wants to know, who just wants to know more. And like, personally, I've grown quite a bit. Like, I consider myself a questions guy. Like, I love to ask questions. Whatever the context, I'm asking questions. And that's led me to so many interesting places. And not in a self-serving way. I'm just like, I'm just genuinely curious. Like, I don't care if you work in accounting and all you do is move numbers around an Excel sheet. Like, I'm curious what that's like, why you do it, what your goals are. Like, I'm just curious. And that mentality has taught me that if I can ask someone any question, if I can ask them a question like, oh, what does that mean? Or deeper questions like, oh, what drives you? What is something that excites you? If I can ask that of someone else, I can't ask the same of myself. And it's that cycle of being interested in others and yourself that makes you an interesting person. By being interested in others and then being interested in yourself. Like, that's the key. So it's a super simple idea. I'm just encouraging you to ask more questions. And nothing is dumb. No question is off limits, in my opinion. Be the person who, you know, is like, so this isn't the real Caesar's palace, is it? Like, did Caesar actually live here? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, be that person. Be curious. Like, just want to know. Want to know more about the people around you, the world around you. Be interested. Being interested is being interesting. And I so believe this, that this mentality is the key to living a life that is anything but boring. Because I think so many of us assume that to live a full, exciting, big time life, you have to travel to exotic places, you have to do all these crazy things, you have to be wildly successful, you have to accomplish a lot. And sure, that's true. But like, I think it's what you do in between all of that traveling and doing that makes you interesting. You don't have to wait for those things to say, hey, I'm an interesting person because I went to Peru or I went to got my MBA. Like, no, it's what you do with your brain and your heart in between that makes you interesting. It's what you do with your curiosity in between that makes you interesting. And I think we all have this curiosity. So people that are like, I guess I just don't really care. I guess I'm just not that curious. To you, I say, you still have it. You still have this curiosity to know more people, to want to know more people, to understand the world around you, to learn from stories and cultures and people and places. I think we sometimes tend to allow just life to dull that curiosity. Like we let the weight of the world, our stress, our self-centeredness, like we let that dull our curiosity, but it's still there. And you know, I can't really prove it to you other than encouraging you to tap into it. But I really do think the ultimate power move is to unleash that curiosity. Tap into it again, because when you do that, I think you'll find yourself becoming a more and more and more interesting person. You'll find yourself like being a magnet to perspective. And again, through the examples and my rambling here, being open to perspective is what makes you an interesting person. And not only, as I've said in this episode, will that in turn benefit you because you'll then turn that hunger on yourself and you'll better understand yourself. You'll push yourself to do that. But also like a great no-brainer added benefit of all this is that people will just be drawn to you. Like seriously, people are drawn to genuinely curious people. People are drawn to people who ask questions. There is no way around that. And so like with this mentality, it's like, boom. All of a sudden, not only are you an interesting person in your own heart and mind because you're allowing your curiosity to lead you, but now in the minds of others, you are as well. And that's going to bring all kinds of interesting, random, surprising opportunities and people into your life. And that's amazing, right? You can't deny that's pretty cool. And here's another big part. I'm glad if you're listening right now, you made it this far. Because as I'm talking through this, I think the real power of being interesting, the real power of asking more questions is that it breaks down walls. Like we've all put up walls in our lives. Like we text instead of call, we stalk on Instagram instead of meeting up in person, and we swipe on the dating apps instead of walking up at the bar or wherever. And I think we all need to do our best to let our guards down a little bit. And I think this mentality, this power move is the perfect way to do that. To open our eyes to the beauty of life around us and the people in it, to open our eyes to tap into the curiosity that is still in our hearts and to invite more in. You know, I was watching the Tony Robbins, I Am Not Your Guru documentary on Netflix like 10 minutes ago. I had done my outline and then he said this thing. I was like, whoa, this is exactly what I'm talking about here. He said, questions control what you focus on. What you focus on is what you feel, and what you feel is your experience in life. Boom, that's it. I'll say it again. Questions control what you focus on. What you focus on is what you feel, and what you feel is your experience in life. So this is the ultimate power move. Asking more questions that can then guide your focus. It's the ultimate power move and something we should all, I think, aspire to do. I think it's the best way to push yourself to be more interesting, to push yourself to be more introspective, to bring more perspective into your heart, to drop your guard, all by asking more questions. And that is what happens when you strive to become more interesting. And in my experience, it's one of the most powerful things you could do for your personal growth. So that's it. Hope you found this valuable. If you did, I'd love it if you'd share this podcast. Share it with your most curious friends. Tell them you're proud of how curious they are. Share it with someone who can stand to be a bit more curious and ask more questions, no matter what the question is. Share it with them. Don't forget to check out newmindsetwhodis.com. Enter your email there to reserve your copy of the journal when it comes out. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for supporting me. It really is crazy. Don't forget to let me know what you're thinking on Instagram at case.kenny. You can text me as well. My number's in the description. And until next episode, I'm out.